Sean Alexander. Appreciate the time. How are you?
My brother Zach, man. How you doing? We're doing great over here.
Well, yeah. I know you have your hands busy. I know last time we talked, you said your wife was expecting baby number 13, so congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. Number 13th here. It's actually girl number 10. I'm girl dad times 10 over here, and it's wild. It's wild. You know, I tell everybody, yeah, it's wild.
We got too many children on the field now, like well over, Sean.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We can run plays and sub people in and, you know, run packages on and off the field. It's pretty cool.
So how do you manage all this? Like, I couldn't even imagine being, like, a father to, like, two or three children. You have 13, so what kind of car do you have? How many cars do you have? What's that situation looking like?
You know, when the ages are so big and different, you know, the oldest is a sophomore in college. She's 19, and the baby's, what, 6 weeks now? So rarely do all of them all go to the same place at the same time, and unless we're taking a summer family trip. So you got to take the 15-passenger van. But, you know, how you run it is like how you run a good football team. You know, you get the captains to be on your side, and they start managing some of the players kind of like, hey, this is the culture. We don't do that. We do this. And you know, having 10 girls, I literally have 10 more moms in the house. So it starts to work until some girls get to a certain age, and then it becomes a little difficult. But overall, man, they handle each other well, and it's a lot of fun.
The food bill and food shopping must be fun.
Yeah. Now, that's always hot. You know, like when we go shopping, most people ask us, do we own a store?
That's unbelievable. Sean Alexander here with us. Hey, by the way, I'm excited for this weekend. This is going to be a heck of a football game between Alabama and Texas on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, these are games that Bama fans love. You know, we pride ourselves on championships, but there's something sweet about playing against other great schools and other conferences. And Texas is about to come over, but it's always special to play the Texases, the Penn States, the USCs, you know, the other teams that kind of run their other areas. And so this is a special one for us. And they'll be in Tuscaloosa. And, yeah, we're eagerly excited about this football team, you know, and it's one of the things that people can get old, but there's an old saying that, you know, who likes winning, the one who's always doing it.
And you know what the best part about this is? Every year we talk about Nick Saban, and he usually gets on the media for, you know, them giving him too much praise. Now people are doubting Alabama, so he gets to actually have something to motivate his players with.
Oh, yeah, we love it. We love it. I mean, we've got a defense that that's going to be one of those write it down. They're going to tell a story, and so we like that. We like the years where people are not sure about the offense, and the defense is spectacular, and everybody can go make plays, and that chip on your shoulder is always. It's much easier to play with a chip, you know. I mean, it's always easier to be chasing, you know. And so we're at that place. We haven't been there really in a long time.
So with Alabama, Sean Alexander is here with us. For the last few years, the Alabama fan got accustomed to having this great quarterback on paper. Now there's questions about Jalen Milroe. I know it was up against Middle Tennessee, but you can only go up against the teams that you're playing. To have 5 total touchdowns, what do you kind of view? What's your view of the quarterback in Jalen Milroe for this year?
Yeah, he's a good ball player. I mean, everybody at our school is going to be good. And so it's can they go perform great in the big game? And I think he can. I think that, you know, like you said, you go from Tua and Jalen and Mark, you know what I mean? Like, Mac, I mean, you know, you're like, oh, we've got 3 great pro quarterbacks to Heisman, you know. Like,
Bryce Young, too.
When you walk in, yeah, Bryce, yeah, you go to, you know, those 4 guys just coming back to back to back to back. You're like, oh, well, this is what we do. But that's not what we've always done. What we've done is played great defense, ran the ball, controlled the clock, and punched it in when we needed to. And so we look more like that this year, but those points always felt good, you know what I mean? So it's kind of a little more old-school Bama ball, and we're going to challenge people to beat us being what we do is, you know, controlling the clock and beating you up for 60 minutes, you know.
Let me get to your pro team, the Seattle Seahawks. I look at this offense on paper with Kenneth Walker, Zach Charbonnet. You got the three receivers, Metcalf, Lockett, and now Jaxon Smith-Njigba. This looks like a loaded offense. The only question is, will there be some regression with Geno Smith? Where's your confidence with the signal caller for the Seahawks?
You know, I'm, of course, I get to be close with all the players, and I've been so proud of Geno's, you know, prep for this year, prep for every day, prep for the off season. You know, he came into this off season hoping, and so this is the first time where it's like, hey, there's no pressure on you except go be the best version of yourself. And so, like, that's how he's been practicing, training, and he looks great. You know, we like, so like even last year, we was like, oh, okay, you know. But now he even feels more confident about what he's doing. And, you know, Pete Carroll's a great coach. He's going to put him in the right place and to go be the best version of himself. And it's going to be pretty awesome. It's going to be great because they, too, the Seahawks have that defense that has a chip on their shoulder again. And we know that turned out really, really good about 10 years ago. So here they go. Pete's kind of reinventing himself again with the same kind of style, unknown quarterbacks, strong defense, great running game, some more than willing receivers. And so it's going to be pretty cool.
Talking to Sean Alexander right now. I like Kenneth Walker a lot. He was my favorite running back in the draft from 2 years ago. Then they add Zach Charbonnet out of UCLA. You got some backs there, some youngsters. What do you see out of those two running backs?
Yeah, you know, actually I texted Zach when he first came in. It was like, brother, you can play. You know, and so sometimes you just need to hear that from some people that have played well before. And he's a hard worker. He's going to get it done. But Kenneth, man, he's special. You know, I knew when we first got him, he has a knack for the end zone. He knows how to burst through holes really, really well. And it's more than just, oh, just run through the hole. Like, he times it up, sets up the blockers, and then it's an explosion. So, you know, that he's going to play well this year.
When you look at the running back position now in the NFL, it's more running back by committee these days. They're still star running backs, but the star running backs aren't getting paid. I know you've been following all the conversation this offseason. When you look at the whole running back and the state of the position, what comes to mind for you, Sean Alexander?
You know, I said a couple, maybe about 4 years ago, one of the things I didn't like was that read option that they were starting to do in high school. Because it was taking the power away from the running back to go control the game. It was almost like the quarterback's going to hold it. Up, yeah, but the play works, run. You know what I mean? And so now you could just go get any fast guy to go play it. And so the guys like me that were like, hey, I'm 7 yards deep, hand it to me back there. I'm going to go A gap, B gap, C gap, cut, you know. And if you give it to me enough times, I'm going to eventually take the will out of the defense. Well, now it's all in the quarterback's mind. So the kind of running back that was like 30 carries, it's all going to be on me, those guys are moving to safety and are moving to linebacker now because it's kind of like a speed kind of guy. So what's happening is now they're like, oh, well, we can just go plug anybody in this thing. And so that's trickled on up, that kind of running back's trickled on up to the league, and a lot of guys are not getting the respect, the honor, the pay that they should get because the thing is still true. A great running back can help the quarterback and makes the whole offense great. And I think the NFL is going to have to do something about it. I've really tried to encourage and challenge both the NFLPA and the NFL to find a way to find the bonus structure. You know, because if a running back's not playing good, it's okay. Like, let him get what he's getting. But when you got Dalvin Cook trying to find a job, you got Joshua Jacobs, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, how are these guys to lead the league in rushing the last couple years, and they're having trouble finding teams and getting paid over $10 million. No, that's impossible to be able to do that. And so I think that all of them, with the boys, Saquon and all of them, they all signed like, what, 11, 12? I think all of them would take a $10 million deal, but if they led the league in rushing, it needs to double, like $18 million, you know, $20 million. So now they're paid for the value that they bring, and it should not hurt the team. So they got to go figure out something like that where the top guys get super bonuses and it doesn't hurt anybody for a job well done. That's what I think it could get to.
Sean Alexander here with us. If you were in high school, like freshman year of high school now, would you change position knowing where this is trending with the running backs in terms of payment?
Yeah, you know, I would play like Bo. I play like a slot receiver and running back. So I had to go get rid of my big shoulder pads, you know what I mean? Because the receivers still get paid a lot of money, and then you go play in the backfield, you know. The guy that did it when we were there was Hines Ward, you know what I mean? Like, so he was like a kind of run the reverse, you know, kind of guy, and so, you know, I think that's what I would have done.
Wrapping up with Sean Alexander, I want to get your thoughts before we talk about the award. There was an article out by Seth Wickersham, and he said that Sean Payton told Russell Wilson, you got to focus more on football and less on Russell Inc. And he said, will you bleep and stop kissing all the babies? You're not running for public office. I thought that was a good message for Sean, because Russ lost his way last year in the NFL. What type of year do you think Russell Wilson's going to have? I know you know him well. And what did you make of Sean's comments?
There's a little truth in everything. You know what I mean? Like, I think, like, everybody has a thing that makes them great, and that same thing could also make them a little off. You know what I mean? And so I think that to get a coach like Sean Payton and say, hey, you push me to go be the best, and I'm going to go be the best. And that's what Russell needs. And so I think that whatever he's doing, it's going to work, because he knows how to go make quarterbacks great. I think Russell's going to play lights out this year. You know, my son and I, we was watching the first game when it was the Seahawks versus the Broncos, and he gets down to the fourth quarter, you know, 4 minutes left, like 3 minutes left. Russell has the ball. The Broncos are driving. And my son looks at me and says, Dad, what's going to happen? I said, we think it's going to happen. He goes, man, we've seen Russell do this so many times. Here's a 13-year-old little boy that's saying, like, he's like, I'm just now starting to really watch the game and know what's going on. And we all know what Russell does with the ball in his hands. And what did the Broncos do? They let about 2 minutes clock run off the clock and then call a timeout and kick like a 90-yard field goal. Come on. Like, that breaks the psyche of everyone. Even the most strongest men start to wonder, well, man, do we got really believe in me? And so I feel like they as a group second-guess themselves the whole way through from that point on. Clearly the kicker misses the kick, the Seahawks win. It goes great for Geno the rest of the way, but terrible for Russell. So I don't think Sean's going to do that. He's going to have some things that's going to be better for Russell all the way through, and Russell's going to play great.
Tell me the latest with the Sean Alexander Freshman Player of the Year Award.
Oh, man, so it's really cool, man. So we just announced the Hot 37, which is really the watch list, you know, the 37 incoming high school kids and or redshirt guys that we think are going to go lights out. And it's all to kind of start to spark, like, man, we're looking for the next prince of college football. Who's going to be that guy that's going to be a name for handful of years? Like, you know, Trevor Lawrence was our first winner. He wins national championship at Clemson. And then you got Kenneth Gainwell, who was, you know, with Memphis, but went on and played with the Eagles last year and had a great, great year in pro so far. You got Will Anderson, the 3 overall pick, Bama. He won a national championship. Brock Bowers, he won a national championship. Now, I didn't realize we picked 3 national champions, but at Georgia. But it's really cool grabbing these guys at their young age of 18, 19 years old and being a part of just a little of their life to watch them grow to be these stars. And we always say we need talent, we need character, they need to be an ambassador to the university, and what we call a legend to the NFL. Like, we just see NFL talent in them. And we've picked 5 great winners. Drake May won it last year, and he's just a stud. And so it's been really cool watching this thing happen, getting to be a part of picking the players and getting to help them mold them in whatever way Uncle Sean can do it to help them be the best they can be on the field and hopefully have great NFL careers.
Any of your boys playing football these days?
Yeah, I'm actually going to leave from here to go watch my son. He's 8th grade. And he's plays safety, plays corner.
Not
and,
running back. And, that's what I'm hearing, Sean.
Yeah, he's nice. He does play wide receiver when he is on offense. And so you know what? Safeties get paid too much too nowadays. So I'm like, hey, let's move over there, you know. And it's my next 2 sons that probably play offense. They got a little more wiggle. Where my oldest son, he's you know, all downhill. Like, let's go hit people. So it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun watching them.
Coach Prime already on the phone. Nick Saban already on the phone. How's the recruiting going here?
It's really wild. You know, I don't tell too many people, but you're like family already. So my oldest daughter is already a sophomore in college. She writes songs, does music, piano, she plays like 4 or 5 instruments. But the next two, they one just graduated, so she'll run track, and the third one, they're track all Americans.
Wow!
So it's pretty exciting already that they're just seeing the girls become athletes, and so the boys come right behind them. So they're eighth and sixth grade. So we'll see. We'll see as it goes, man.
The NIL money, I could already hear it flowing right to the bank account. There we go. Sean Alexander.
Bring to the house.
different worlds we live in now, Sean. They don't got to give you any bags of cash now. They can just give it to you all up front. They don't have to hide it anymore.
Man, just like it's nothing, huh?
Sean Alexander, once again, the Sean Alexander Freshman Player of the Year Award is given each year to the best freshman player in college football, named in honor of Sean since 2018 due to his tremendous freshman campaign for the University of Alabama in 1996. They look for talent, character, being an ambassador, and also a legend as well. Sean, we appreciate the time. You're the best. Congratulations to you, the family.
No doubt, man. Thank you. Roll Tide.